With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Well, we're following up on farm safety again today. And while some of this might feel like a reminder to just use your common sense, it is still important to remind people of some very basic safety instructions. Here's a good example of that. Professor Michael Cruz is reminding you that you have to take care of your physical health during a stressful season like the harvest.
Again, you go back to those things that you preach on, you repeat, right? And some of these, when I write these things, I try to actually write them towards the wives or the mothers or the support people to these farmers, right? Be like, make sure they take water. Make sure they don't just run out the door without having breakfast. Get something in you. Make sure it's good. Stay hydrated. And when you need to stop, stop.
Andy says he understands it's a critical period for a farmer's bottom line. But with that in mind, when the budgets are tight, it's still possible to be safety conscious.
That's what I was trying to drive home this year is, you know, what are those little tiny things that could prevent a barn fire, could, you know, stop somebody, give them extra warning before they rear end you. Like, we're in a position where you can go out and replace all of your equipment that's just completely outdated. No, but there's always something that you can do.
Meanwhile, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention says in 2015, 401 farmers or farm workers died from work-related injuries, mostly due to tractor accidents. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.